behind the wheel. Our monthly ritual. He'd ask about my cat, uncork a bottle, pour us each some wine, Merlot. I'd curse the traffic on the drive, I-80 East. My father wasn't bored. He'd nod, say, never tailgate, stay safe, rotate your tires and change your oil. He'd ask about my 401, my landlord, ask, what did the vet advise about old cats' hairballs? He'd show me articles he'd saved, websites and blogs he liked. He poured more wine and reminisced. 2 terms on the school board, his office, business trips. Sometimes we'd drive to Jackson, play poker machines, then drive back from the hills, still talking poker as the sun sank, blue lights bloomed on his dashboard, and twilight blurred the road. He swerved for cats, and once some wild turkeys, their feathers wine-colored, their strutting slow. He kept them safe. A cop arrested him one night, unsafe, erratic weaving in a lane while driving home from chess at Duffy's Bar. More wine than usual, more checkmates, too. I never asked how many games he lost. Too delicate a point to probe. My father liked the board at Duffy's in the back, below the old dartboard that no one used. A quiet tavern, safe, no brawls, just chess, and fondness for a cat named Stub who slept between the kegs. The drive from Duffy's, 8 quick blocks. He didn't ask to call a cab. He dozed in jail and paid the fines, apologized in court. The judge liked wine and chess as well, perhaps. She wasn't bored or cruel, just firm, assigning Dad the task of office help, SPCA. They saved a few, he told me. Their spring kitten drive a big success. He typed cage cards for cats and dogs newly arrived. His fingers swift on sleek keyboard. He saved to the hard drive. Old cats are like fine wines. Ask any volunteer.